I'm Lucy Nalbathanchel for WNPR News. Since March, avian influenza has hit farms in the western and midwestern United States. So far, at least 4 million chickens and turkeys have died or been euthanized. There's been no bird flu yet this year in the Northeast. But the Connecticut Department of Agriculture is advising poultry farmers and backyard flock owners to follow simple precautions. Roger Phillips and his family raise four types of poultry at Sub Edge Farm in Farmington and Avon.
These are our pasture-raised broilers. They are male chickens, and we raise them for meat, and we do a few hundred of these guys a year.
But the broilers aren't the ones making all the noise.
Those are actually geese. They're Toulouse geese, and we're raising them to be watch geese. They're supposed to be really, really good at alerting you of any danger, so like foxes or coyotes.
They also have two types of layers, hens and domestic ducks. Their eggs are sold right on the farm. Phillips says he and other poultry producers in the state are worried about bird flu. At Sub Edge, they try to follow good farm practices.
Flock health is extremely important to us, so just keeping an eye on your birds is important. We also limit who gets to walk into the pasture with the chickens. So if there's visiting farmers that might have something on their boots, you know, we don't really let anybody just walk into the pasture with the birds.
Poultry owners, they're the best protection their birds have.
Dr. Mary Jane Lease is a state veterinarian with the Department of Agriculture.
Avian influenza can be spread by wild birds, and in particular waterfowl. We want to make sure that people keep their domestic poultry away from wild birds, such as ducks, geese, and swans.
At Sub Edge Farm, they avoid attracting waterfowl by keeping food and water for their birds inside. Lise says poultry owners should also practice good hand washing and make sure clothing and footwear is disinfected before going into their bird areas. Signs of bird flu include lethargic birds who no longer are interested in eating or drinking. Lee says if residents notice sick or dying birds, they can contact the state ag department to have them tested. The USDA says the risk of bird flu to humans is low and that the nation's food supply remains safe. Lucy Nalbathanchel, WNPR News.